Welcome everyone to Chef Carl Trudelia. And this is Chef Carl Trudelia's jug of wine, loaf of bread and thou. Chef Carl Trudelia, with the romantic side of your nature, and the romantic side of a feast fit for a king and a queen. Now then, Chef Carl Trudelia.
Thank you very much, Henri. It's Chef Carl Trudelia. You know, people are always listening to my show, to my cooking segments, and they're always saying, Chef Trudelia, can you, you know, make up a romantic meal? And I always say to them, gentil, that romance is, you know, like my middle name.
Well, food is romantic.
Food's very romantic. And the Chef Carl Trudelia, jug of wine, loaf of bread, and vow show, we're going to prove to you just how romantic food can be and just how romantic life can be if you're learning from someone who understands the sexual as well as the passionate as well as the emotional and sensitive side of sex and love. There's an awful lot of sex shows on, and I think the mistake that a lot of the sex shows make, because I listen to Augustelson, is they concentrate too much, far too much on graphic descriptions of
Well, you're putting your finger between...
Yeah, what is the word? The graphic descriptions of the when the man, you know...
Do you want me to say it?
No, I don't want you to say. This is the Chef Carl Trudelia sexual and pleasure hour. You know, we talk about food, and we'll talk about romance.
I know, but I have...
I don't want you to tell me. But when you get with your man, or when you get with your lady, you know, and you have a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and also you are cooking up perhaps a sumptuous feast. It's a feast. As long as we're going to do that, right, Jotty?
I'm going to begin to chop up the scallions now.
He's going to start. So we're going to have a delicious meal of a carbonara. How many of you have had carbonara? It's delicious. There's a bacon, and there's sort of a fettuccine, and there's a cream sauce. God, it's good. So it's right now, Chef Carl Trudelia. Yes, when Chef Carl Trudelia goes to work, you know, everybody will stare back. Look at what I'm doing to this young lady. And when you take the man part that goes into the lady, I'm trying to remember, but that's what is. See? This is what. That's not a man that's with me. That's my cooking and me just talking. She's excited about it.
This is the Chef Carl Trudelia. Jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou program. Who else but Chef Carl Trudelia can combine the pleasures of the senses the way that he can? Who else but Chef Carl Trudelia can teach you how to cook as well as cook, if you know what I mean?
That's very well said, Jean-Pierre. We teach you not only how to cook, but you also got to learn how to cook. And I can tell you that when you put your arms around that very special lady and you push the mouth part, you push your mouth up against...
Are you sure you don't want me to help you?
I don't need your help right now, Jean-Pierre. Just cook, will you?
I'm trying to cook it.
Cook and don't stop cooking. Because when I get that bacon on, when the bacon begins to sizzle, the bacon is sizzling now. And when you put the fat things that are where your mouth is,
the lips.
I told you not to tell me, you fucking fraud. I'm sorry, can we cut that? We're going to be right back, Chef Carl Trudelia.
Chef Carl Trudelia, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou will be back in a moment.
This is Robert Leonard for the Phil Henry Show. The show you share. You got to share. Beware. Don't share when you're bare. You're getting bare with your girlfriend, right? You're out home on a Saturday night. You're gonna share the show, make sure everyone knows.
Talk about it, I got something to say. Sharing the show is what you know. It ain't much to know, but hey, friend, why not glow with the flow? share the show.
Yeah. I'm sharing the show on a Saturday night. Then I go out, maybe get in a fight, or have a drink, and say what's right, what's up, what's good.
Tell the show. Share the Phil Henry Show wherever you listen to it, on SoundCloud, the Phil Henry Show website, on iTunes, on Podcast One. God knows where you people find some of these things. And share it, Jack.
Share the show, everyone. This is Margaret Gray.
Share the show. Share the show. Show your share. And don't get bare. Cause if you're bare... Oh.
Share the show.
And now let's get back to a jug of wine, a loaf of bread and thou, Chef Carl Chodilia.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Chef Carl Chodilia's show. And we're having a good time here. Jean-T, having a good time?
I'm having a wonderful time, Chef Carl. Now I have here the scallions, the onions. What else you want me to chop?
Well, you know, this is not just a cooking show. This is more a show that teaches you romance, you know. And a lot of things that I know about, not only food, but I know a lot about romance and I know a lot about sex. And by listening to the night show here on the Chef Carl Chodilia show, you're going to learn a lot of technique. And I was talking just before we went on the break, and Jean-T helped me. I didn't mind you helping me with that one. It was, I didn't want you to...
But you did not want to...
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. The fat things on the mouth are called the lips. Yeah, when you press the fat, when the big two fat things on your mouth, and you press them against her fat things, now and then take the thing. Gosh, I can't remember it, but the thing inside the hole in your face, the thing, and then when you put the fat things against her fat things, and you take that. And go, you swirl it around inside the hole in her face. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's nothing like it. And then, when you're done doing that, you'll say, may I get you a cheese-wrapped piece of meat? A lady wants to be treated like a lady. And the one thing you want to say to her is after you've gotten done swirling the thing inside the hole in your face, in the against her thing, then you say to her, may I get you, please, a cheese-wrapped piece of meat? Oh, and what do we got over there, Jean-T?
Yes, Chef Carl, this is the bacon.
This is the bacon. Oh! This is the bacon. And now, I suggest that when you get your young lady in just the right mood, and then remove the covering that she has on. That's not her skin, it's the... Okay, go ahead, tell me.
It's called clothes.
Yes, remove the clothes. And you know the part of her just down from where her neck is? Not the back. No, I know what that's called. Chef Carl Chodilia, I'm working it. Okay, what's happening to this lady right now is the guy is massaging the part that's way, way, way below the neck, but she's laying on her stomach. That part. And it's like it's fat, but not as fat as the lips. That's what's all on right now.
This is the Chef Carl Chodilia Show. A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and bow.
I'll probably want to take our phone calls, too, as well. Oh, my goodness. What a night we're having here, the Chef Carl Chodilia Show. Here is Jeffrey, and Jeffrey Kosbach is the general manager of our company. We're doing the Chef Carl Chodilia. It's jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and bow. Okay, John, how are you?
I'm very good, Chef Carl. I'm listening to your show, and I was hoping that maybe someone, I know we're on the air, and I didn't want to be on the air, someone should tell you to clear your mouth of spit, because it's intrusive.
I would not say it's intrusive. I think it's part of the appeal.
Who's that? Is that the French guy?
Yeah, it's Jean-T. What are you saying?
I'll tell you what I'm saying.
No, speak to me. What are you saying?
I'm saying the spittle in your mouth, it's really revolting. I don't know how else to tell you. The other part that I would say is learn the parts of the pet.
Okay, that is on the Chef Carl Chodilia Show. I don't know why I put that fuck on the air. Fuck.
Chef Carl Trudelia. We'll be right back.
Fucking prick.
Hey, everybody, Chef Carl Trudelia here. You know, I know you listen to the radio program, and I know you love to hear the recipes, and you like to get the recipes for free, and I understand that. You don't want to go and buy my book. I get it. You don't want to come down to a restaurant that I have and sample the food that I make. You just want to cheap your way through life, and I understand a lot of you cheap bums. Excuse me for saying that, but I'm not having a very good show tonight. A lot of you cheap bums will say, oh, Chef Carl Trudelia, you know, where's a free recipe? Well, I don't have any free recipes, but what I will ask you to do is get out of your house, maybe for the first time in your life, for the first time in your adult life, get a girl or a guy, that's called a date, and bring them down to Chef Carl Trudelia's marinara sauce house. That's the marinara house at Chef Carl Trudelia. Come in and enjoy the deliciousness of an Italian steak, the Brazilian dishes, the linguinis, the pastas, and of course the antipasta, and of course the Caesar salad that will make you weep. You'll kill to have the Caesar salad. You'll if I said to you, you may have another Caesar salad, but you'll have to kill a man. Will you do that? You'll say, yes, I will. Chef Carl Trudelia. It's good.
Whole smoke ass.
Now back to more of Chef Carl Trudelia's jug of wine, loaf of bread, and bow.
All right, I'm getting ready now. I'm getting ready now. Are we going to do the bacon again?
I've got to get the bacon. I have to chop up some more scallions.
Chef Carl Trudelia, teaching you how to be more romantic. Teaching you how to be more sensual and to enjoy a meal and take your young lady out to the hilltop and look at the moon setting, very romantic settings. What I'd like you to do is get a boat and rent a boat. And you'll also have a picnic basket. God, I can't.
It's all right, keep going.
You'll have a picnic basket. Why can't I do it like not the way Yogi Bear does it?
A picnic.
You'll also have a picnic basket. And in the picnic basket, there'll be pork tenderloin cutlets. You'll also have French fried potatoes. You'll also have a very thick cream sauce that we'll put on the cream. The cream sauce will go on the salad. We'll also have, just as an appetizer for a starter, we'll have small wieners that have been a charbroiled wiener. So you'll have the charbroiled wiener. And then the paste de resistance, you'll have the marinara and the linguine, and the marinara and the linguine. And then you sit on the hill and you look at the beautiful moon setting or the sun rising or the sun setting and the moon rising, depending upon what time of the day you're there. And you'll take Chef Carl Trudelia's advice and you'll make passionate love to her right there on a hilltop, on top of the grass, not more than 100 yards from a parking lot. Fuck.
You fucked up again, didn't you? The Chef Carl Trudelia.
I'm sorry.
Chef Carl Trudelia show. We'll be right back.
Bruce Nasterly's Cleaners, we've been cleaning your clothes for a long time. Your clothes, you, all of you out there at Bruce Nasterly's Cleaners. We've been serving the families of the Silicon Valley for some 15 years. I took the business over from my father. My father took it over from my grandfather, Bert Nasterly. Well, at Bert Nasterly's Cleaners, we make sure everything is clean. We make sure not only your clothes are clean, but the floor is clean. You can eat right off my hand. I would stick my hand out and I'll put like Eggs Benedict there and I'll say, go ahead, lick it off. And you'll say, what is that about? I'll say, I'll tell you what it's about. We clean everything. Even my hands are clean. And do you think I wash my hands after I go to the bathroom? Friend, I stick them in acid. That's what I do.
Bert Nasterly Cleaners, for 51 years, still the number one dry cleaner and cleaner for fluff and fold and fold fluff, fluff and puff, puff and stuff, Bert Nasty Cleaner.
Bert Nasty's Cleaners, if I'm not the cleanest guy you've ever met, then there's something wrong with the entire universe.
Bert Nasterly Cleaners.
Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray for the world-famous Phil Henry Show, reminding you that sharing the show is one step, one small step, but one step toward a perfect world. A world in which there is no hunger. A world in which there is no pain. In which there is no sorrow. One step further along that highway to completion and fruition, which we all know the human family is on. Share the show. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Share the show.
Share the show.
Yep, share that show.
And now back to the Chef Carl Trudelia show. A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and a thou.
All right, thank you very much, Auntie. This is Chef Carl Trudelia. Have you ever had a woman in your arms and you put your arms around her. And maybe you have, you love like me. I love to have the garlic spread. I love all of the garlic spreads. You pull on toast, pull on a fat piece of fresh bread. And you put your arms around her and you say, would you like some French bread? If the breath, if your breath is garlic ridden, if your breath is garlic soaked, and you still love her and you want to, if you put the mouth part on her mouth part, I forget what that's called. Don't tell me.
Right.
And you want to put your thing into her thing. That's romance. And this is the Chef Carl Sedilia Show. We'll go to a phone call now, and we have on the line here Missy. Hi, Missy.
Chef Sedilia, do you want to know the words for...
I don't want to know the words. You talk about for...
For when a man puts his thing in the lady?
No, I don't want to know, because I know the word. I just forget. That's all.
Well, cunt.
Yeah, I dumped that cunt. Fuck!
He blew it again, folks. We'll be right back. Chef Carl Sedilia Show will be right back.
Ivan Wispy, General Manager of KL Station 64-3K. I'm Ivan Wispy. Lately, we've seen a group of individuals collecting in the downtown area, standing in lines and waiting for hours. They're going into buildings and coming out with checks. What's it called? Unemployment. That kind of thing has got to stop. Unemployment does no one any good. We have to put people to work. But when unemployment sends a man into a building and out he comes with a check without doing any kind of reasonable work whatsoever, I think we've lost our minds. We must have 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 lost our minds. Everyone, every day, we must have lost our minds. Ivan Wispy, KXX1, 06, Station 45, Eisenhower. An editorial opinion.
Chef Carl Sedilia. You hear this lady there, right there? And that, why is that? Because of my bacon. Because of my bacon. Yeah, because of my bacon. I'm going to put my bacon into her. But what I'm saying really is we're going to make a very romantic meal here, a pompadour sauce. And right now we have the bacon cooking, right, Shorty?
The bacon is cooking and we are getting the cream sauce together. It's going to be perfect. They're magnificent.
I just love me. I love me so bacon. I love me so the kind of bacons and I love the bacon fats. I love the bacon fats. And when you have a woman in your arms and you are pushing the mouth part against the part that's below the chin, the neck. I got it. And you're pushing you put the mouth on the neck area, and you're going. I don't know what you call it. I guess it's called a mouth in mouth. There's a word. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. But anyway, your mouth, and then you touch and you squeeze those big. You know the things in the front of a lady. Yeah, that's what. And then you go. Can I? Then you say to her, on a very very beautiful night like tonight, where the moon is out and the stars are out, then you say to her, May I put it in you? And then the real fireworks will begin. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, Chef.
The Chef Carl Sedilia Show and the fireworks resume.
Chef Carl Sedilia, hi, you're on the air.
I was wondering, Chef Sedilia, are you going to make your dip tonight?
Am I going to make my dip? Yes. The clam dip?
Well, you said it smells rancid.
Well, it smells rancid when you leave it out of the night.
You know. Well, you said one day you served rancid clam dip to some guests and they enjoyed it?
No. I believe that I had tried the clam dip, and I thought it was the best clam dip that I'd ever made. And I realized it wasn't clam dip. It was actually ranch dip that had gone bad. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, are you going to make that?
Well, whatever my lady would like.
And what are you going to do after that?
Well, I'll dip the clam dip. You're making me laugh now.
Uh-huh.
I'll make the clam dip. See what's happening right now is that thing
that you have, is it getting hard?
Yeah, it is. It's yeah. How do you know?
I don't know. It's just a wild guess. What up?
All right. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we got that? Yeah. So, do you hear the bacon? There's nothing in the world that will get me, or I think any man at all, aroused when he hears the bacon sizzle out. It's good. Oh, shoot, it's getting all hard and everything. The Chef Carl Chedilia, jug of wine, loaf of bread, and thou hour.
I am Jean T, and we are going to make for you the most delicious company that you've ever had. Now we have to have the bits of bacon and the bits of ham.
Yes, that's right, the bits of bacon and ham. And as you're making love to your lady, and you know the part that you have, it gets hard, and then what you say to her is, you say to her, ooh, it got hard, could I stick it in? And she'll say, I'm sure she'll say yes. And I had a lady last week, I went out with a lady, and we went out on a date. And I drove to her house, and I got her in the car, and she looked beautiful. I go, oh, God, you're so beautiful. And I put my arms around her right when she got in the car, and I pushed my mouth, and I said, I want to put the fat things here on the hole in my face against your fat things on your hole in your face. And she was so overwhelmed with the sense of the love. I'm sure she's so overwhelmed with the sex that she said to me that she wanted me to die. Because the sex that I was going to give her was going to make her die. So she wanted me to die, you know. So, and then I said, oh, God, you're so beautiful. I put my arms around her, and she screamed. That's what a lady does when she gets to that, to the lady part, you know.
Chef Cortudilia, jug of wine, a loaf of bread and thou. The program of all programs, the show of all shows, and to teach you how to make the food, to teach you how to make a love to the lady. Yes, Chef Carl Chedilia is at your disposal. He is at your disservice. He is...
It's not the service, you fucking fraud. Fuck!
Okay, we have to take another break, you know.
It's not my fault.
It is your fault. Now, why don't you learn how to say, you kiss her and you fuck there, you understand?
What a difference.
You ever went to a club and you...
Chef Carl Chedilia will be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Bovine from Ted and Nikki in the Morning on K96, the Bovine One. Hey, listen, we got tickets for you to go see Earl Sass and the Sassafras. That's right, Earl Sass and the Sassafras. They're going to be at the Hollywood Sportatorium and Rodeo Hall, and they'll be there for 5 nights. We've got tickets for only one part of one night, 1 hour, then they throw you out because somebody else has got to sit down, someone important, like someone from the record company or an artist.
K96 plays all the soft hits, soft and light and lilting, nothing offensive, nothing even close to offensive. Every song you hear on K96 will make you feel good and non-threatened, or we will geld our morning show host. That's right, we'll geld Ted, and we'll get Nikki another partner. Okay, so if I don't get tied to a tree and have my nuts snapped off, it's because we're playing the right music. K96.
And now we come back to Chef Carl Chedilia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Chef Carl Chedilia here. Well, we're cooking it up right now, and I'll tell you what Jean-T's doing right now. You know, Jean-T, why don't you tell people what you're making there?
I'm making what I'm doing now?
Yes.
I'm cutting up the onions to put into the pan because we want to sauté.
Say sauté in the onion. And what else? You got a garlic? I love the garlic.
Yes, I have the little slices of garlic. And,
How come you're not partaking in the show all that much? I wish you were coming on over here.
Well, I've got so much work to do. You are on the microphone, and I am doing the work, you know. And also, I'm reminding you...
No. You don't have to remind me. I'm Chef Carl Chedilia. I'm having a very tough night tonight, folks, remembering certain words that it's very easy to forget because I've got a restaurant to run. I do some cooking over at Tesla Beverly Hills. I also am on a radio segment on the Phil Henry Show. And then I'm over here with my brand new show, Chef Carl Chedilia, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread at the house. Yeah, this is Chef Carl Chedilia. People think all I know is food, but I know a lot more than food. I know how to do a lady. And when you take your pants off it's hard and you take your pants off, you go out. You just go to her and go, oh, please let me do it to you. And nothing in the world will set a woman on fire like that. If you stand there wearing a dress shirt, no pants, no underwear, but your dress shoes and black socks, and there you are standing there with a hard one, you know.
Yes, it's called.
Don't tell me. And you go, please let me stick it in. She can't say no to that. She's so overwhelmed with the sexual pleasures that you're about to do to her. There's nothing like the smell of bacon, and the smell of bacon fat, I believe, is African aphrodisiac. Yeah, the smell of bacon is absolutely the most. Oh, sexy smell. I love it. And what I want to do is I want to be with a lady and I want to put, you know, have do dirty stuff and have bacon sizzle it in the background. A lot of guys like the romantic music, but me, Chef Consadilla, I like to have the sound of bacon sizzle when I'm doing dirty. This is what a lady sounds like when you do dirty to her. Yeah. Chef Carl Chedillion. Ladies, guys, this is the place to come for your sexual advice, for the information that you need to make your life and the life of that special someone even greater than it is.
This is the Chef Carl Chedillion show. Cooking as well as making love. A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou. That's what we believe here on the Chef Carl Chedillion show.
Well, I'm having a great time here with my friend Jaltiz. We're getting ready to serve up the Cabanero. We're going to sizzle the bacon and everything. Let's take another phone call. Hi, this is Mandy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Chef Carl Chedillion. This is Mandy. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you, Mandy. You're a lady, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a lady. And I am calling you. Are we on some kind of a radio program?
Well, yeah, we are. Probably being pre-recorded. What do you all say?
Well, as long as this is in confidence, I was given your number. I'm in town overnight for just a couple of nights, and I thought you might want to buy a lady a drink.
You mean I would go buy a drink with you?
Yeah, with me. You'd buy a drink with me.
Okay. I'll meet you when I'm done at the radio show.
Is there something wrong with your face?
No, why do you say that?
Yes, ma'am. No, Chef Chedillion simply is on a cooking show right now, and he's sucking on a sponge that has been soaked in oil.
What does that mean?
That's something that it keeps the calorie count up, that's all. I'm doing a cooking show, though. Isn't that the pluses?
You're on a what?
On a cooking show.
On a choking show?
On a cooking show, you fucking whore. Oh, fuck.
Oh, you are a pig.
But... okay, now I gotta stop the cooking because you're fucking fat ass. This is the Chef Carl Chedillion show. We'll be right back.
I'm sorry.
It's too late now, man.
I'm sorry.
Heavens to Murgatroyd, the great movie that everyone's talking about with Bill Cummings, Tad Spencer, and Leona Harris. Heavens to Murgatroyd. When Bob Heavens moves to Murgatroyd, Kansas, all kinds of goofy shit happens. Heavens to Murgatroyd. You won't stop laughing. You'll laugh all the way to the car and all the way home. You'll probably get a ticket for being an asshole. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Rated R, restricted. Only people over the age of 17 will be admitted. Every other kid will have his mind polluted with filth.
Hi, everyone. This is Candy Brown. Why don't you join me for Candy Brown's Dance Studio every Friday night right here on this station. We do all the latest steps. We'll show you how to do all the moves. The next thing you know, you'll be a professional right there on the dance floor. You'll be winning all of the dance competitions and all of the big trophies, too.
Candy Moore's Dance Studio, Saturday nights on this station.
Woo! Oh, I love to shake my ass this shit. Is he dead? He is, isn't he?
He's sick.
What a shame.
One, two, three.
And now we return to Chef Cotradilia. A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou.
Thank you very, very much, Le Chantilly. You know, when we say a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou, we're not just whistling Dixie. So, what we're doing here is we're making a very, very delicious meal. Remember when you go and take your girl and you take her to like a park or take her to a beach. It's very romantic when you take her to the beach. Then you see the sun setting and you'll have a beautiful picnic basket. And like you put some bread in there and then you put some sandwiches. I would suggest you have some starter sandwiches, some cheese, chicken, and the liverwurst sandwiches, and then you get ready for the main course, which would be your beef. You'd have a beef dish, a duck dish is very delicious. We're also preparing a pasta dish tonight, carbonara. But before you break out the carbonara sauce, and you are feeling romantic with your girl, and you go. And now, you're moving your mouth against her mouth, and you know how the thing inside your mouth, that long, wet thing, the two long wet things are going at it, you know, and then you touch the big ones in the front, and also try to get your hands down to where the big fat. Don't tell me, okay?
All right, but you're making a fool of yourself.
Look, don't tell me I'm making a fuck. You're a...
God damn, man. We'll be right back. This is Jean T. This is a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou.
Don't sound like it's a pain in the ass.
You clean your fucking language up, man.
Fuck you, you frog.
Chef Carl Chedilia's Jug of Wine, a Loaf of Bread, and Thou program will continue.
If you'd like to be a studio guest on Chef Carl Chedilia's Jug of Wine, Loaf of Bread, and Thou, just send us a card with your name, address, your telephone number, your age, your height, where we can find you between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. Send that to us, and you can be a guest. Notice we didn't say a member of the audience. A guest. You will sit here, and we'll pretend like you know something.
Have you ever went to a club?
And now back to Chef Carl Chedilia. Fuck. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to be a guest on the Chef Carl Chedilia show, please rewind this tape and listen to the last commercial over again.
And now back to Chef Carl Chedilia.
Oh, yeah, here he is. This is my... See, that's a lady. Listen, that's what a lady will do. When you serve her the food that we're cooking up tonight, that's what the lady will do that. She sounds funny. You know, I believe in love. I believe in food, but I believe in love. You say that love and food, if food be the, what did they say? If wine be the food of love, play on. You know.
No, they don't say that.
Well, how many times I fucking tell you not to correct?
We'll be right back. I corrected his fat fucking ass, so we have to take a break.
Don't say that.
I'm saying it. Well, that's lunch meat.
Really? I never had lunch meat like this.
That's because it looks like plastic lunch meat. They're making it now over at Sheldon's.
Sheldon's meateries are making plastic-looking slices of lunch meat?
Yes, they are. And why are they doing that? To fake out all the homeless people that'll be bugging us for food. You know, once the economy collapses, all kinds of deadbeats and deadweights will be coming around looking for our food. And we'll say, we don't have any. All we have are these plastic slices of lunch meat. And they'll say, is that Sheldon's? And we won't be able to lie. We'll have to say, yes, it is. And that's when they'll break in, rape me, and steal the food.
Sheldon's Lunch Meats, since 1946. Sheldon's Lunch Meats, as old as 1946. Sheldon's! Sheldon's.
It is Chef Carl Chedilia, Jug of Wine, Loaf of Bread, and Thou Show. Here he is, Chef Carl Chedilia.
All right, thank you, Shanti. Well, we're getting very, very close now to the end of the program, but we just have a few more things. I want to help. Just give a hand here to my good friend, Shanti, to help him as we make this delicious dish. Gosh, this is the... This is what I call, and I don't know what you call it, but this is called making a masterpiece. You know what I mean, Chef 3?
It is to make a masterpiece. To make a good meal is to...
Don't cut yourself.
No, I almost did. You're distracting me, you know?
I'm sorry. I don't want some fucking frog telling me.
All right, now we have to take another break.
Lips, tits, hips, boobs, hole.
Listen to what he's saying.
What is it with you anyway, man, you know? What is it? No. I'm not going to another commercial, okay?
You're breaking this. We're on the air.
I don't know. Everybody has to know this. What is it with you anyway, okay? You don't know what lips are called. You don't know what sexual intercourse. You can't say to make love. You have to say, they got hard. I wounded again. You are a freak on a leash. You are a weird ass. I come to America to be a sous chef and hopefully someday to own my own restaurant. They say you must. You simply must train under Chef Carl Chudilia. So I come to you and I say, Chef Chudilia, I will do anything. Anything at all. You say, be my co-host radio show. I had no idea I was going to be on with some guy and said I want to put my heart thing in the lady. What a dick!
Well, it was a shot. I took the shot and I lost.
Got that right. Fuck.
Where are you going?
I'm collecting my pots and my pans. My pots and pans. Now yours, mine.
You taking all that shit?
Yeah, I'm taking all that shit.
All right, so I thought, you know, my idea, though, was to have a sex and food show.
I understand you want to have a sex and food show, but you have to know a little bit about sex. You are as smart as you are with food. You don't know jack shit about sex. You know that? Talk about the two fat things on the face. It's called kissing. You know that kissing?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Look, get a load of this guy, will you? I'm talking to a guy.
Just talk to me.
And then what I want to rub the fat things. That's called an ass. And these are tits.
Well, that isn't tits.
No, I'm saying, but that's where they are in the lady. And you're going to go up onto the mountaintop or the hill or whatever.
Well, it's also a picnic. You're on a picnic.
And what is it with picnic? I don't understand. No one told me when I came to this country to study under Chef Carl Chudilia that I would be with a retard. Virtually retard, you know?
You're not supposed to say that word.
Well, I'm saying it. If the shoe fits, friend... And I'm going to go and have a picnic, and then it's going to get hard, and then you go and you stand there in your wingtips with no underwear on and a long shirt, and you go, can I please put my hard thing in you? What is it with you, man? Nobody in this country, no man could possibly be as wrecked as you are from the neck up. I mean that.
You sound like that I'm missing some...
Missing? I'll tell you what is missing. Your brain... Your brain. What is happening here? No, don't laugh. What is happening there?
Guys, she's having dirty stuff done.
She's having dirty stuff done. Oh, God. We'll be right fucking back.
If you'd like tickets to the Chef Carl Chudilia show, all you have to do is write in and ask. We'll give you as many as you want. It isn't that we don't have people coming to the show. Yes, we do. We have a lot. But we hold the show inside of a large tent. And the more people, the bigger the tent. We can get as many people as you want. Up to thousands and thousands have been to our show. And they just stand there and they look and they want to watch Chef Chudilia look like the ass that he truly is. So if you want tickets, write in. We'll send them to you, man. We may put you in a folding chair about a mile back. But Jack, you'll be on the show. Chef Carl Chudilia, write for tickets today.
This is the Chef Carl Chudilia show. My name is Henri, and we've come to the end of the program today. Here now, Chef Carl Chudilia.
All right, thanks a lot, Henri. Now, we're going to wrap this up, okay? We're going to wrap it up, and I'm going to tell you that you take the carbonara that we've just made, you know, this delicious carbonara, then you go to the girl, to the girl's house, and...
Go ahead.
You go to the girl's house and you go, look, I have carbonara sauce, and hold up the jar of the sauce and point to it through the window. Bang on the window before you knock on the door. You know, it may scare her, but it's funny the way she'll look. She'll go, ah, you know, and you can go, look, I have cream sauce.
And you know something? She's going to call the police. Her father's going to come out with a gun.
Shut up, man. This is my date. This is my show.
Okay, man. You're going to get shot.
Bullshit. Yeah, right.
So then she'll come out to the house. She'll come out to the front of the house, right? And meanwhile, nobody knows what you got in mind, right? And when she comes out to the front of the house, then what you do is you come up and you say, "Oh wow, this is so great that we're gonna go out on a date, Charlene or whatever her name is, right?" And then when she's not looking, you go up behind her and you pull her skirt up and go, and then you run, and then you run, and then please don't do that.
What happened in here?
Nothing. I'll clean it up later. Thank heaven. Four little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Jean T. We'll see you the next time, the next show, the next world, huh? The next life, huh? Au revoir, everyone, goodbye.
He's alive, I'm sorry. How you feel, buddy? Fuck you!